the birds, the rain. We're all at it again. Me. Let's see if you hear a different bird today. I hear there's a gray catbird in the area. I use the Merlin app. No one pays me to say anything, by the way. So this is, if I ever am saying I use something specifically, it's because I just am sharing that with you. So someone dear to me told me about the Merlin app. I think it's Cornell University. All they want is your email address. And you can use this app to identify birds in your area by their bird song. So we've been hearing a gray catbird. So if you hear something a little different, maybe you're hearing that. Usually there's a lot of finches, cardinals, robins, blue jays, crows. Anyway, when you pay attention, you notice when things change, right? Something's a little different. So something neat happened to me yesterday. I asked the universe if I should go forward in a specific way, and the universe said, yeah, and I have a book to help me move forward in this specific way, and I've had this and kept this book for a long time, never read it, but knowing it would be time, perhaps someday, for me to dig in. And I was told, and I listened yesterday, that it was the day to open that book. And so I opened the book, and I read only the first chapter. And it knocked my socks off, blew my wig back. Nothing. I had nothing on my body after I read the first chapter. There were so many things that spoke to me that told me, you're doing exactly the right thing. Of course, you're supposed to read this book. This is exactly right. All that stuff. And in there was an undeniable parallel to my life that I decided to do a deep dive on. This was just a small chapter, one chapter. And the thing that really stuck out to me was a bit of a case study. And this guy, Ed, had all these physical issues. He was specifically dealing with the issues of his arms and wrist at this time. And it was discovered that he injured his tailbone at 12, and his coccyx was like bent and just unable to have free-flowing energy at the base of his spine. And he didn't know this. And so he then started to have lower back problems and upper back problems and right shoulder problems, arm problems, neck problems, all the problems. However, in Ed's case, the root was literally his root chakra, the foundation, the base, where we connect to this earth. And there was an imbalance there. And so his other energy centers, other parts of his body, tried to give to heal. Here, have some of our energy. You know, I saw a tree the other day that's been cut down, but it's in an old forest. And these old trees have, they have the ability to make plenty of food and all that jazz. And they sent it. They had overflow. So these trees sent it through the fungi to this tree stump. And the tree stump is still alive. It covered over, kind of scabbed over the top with bark. It grew bark where it was cut. So it is so cool to see a living tree stump. And it's alive because the big old trees around it produce lots of, you know, what trees need and fill their cup overflow and, you know, and share the overflow with the stumps, with the rest of the forest, right? With each other. But Ed, he didn't have overflow, right? He had a leak. He had a huge leak at his coccyx. And then his body still, of course, tried to give and to help, but then he was draining other parts of his body. And so he found that going back to the root it ended up solving all of his issues. All the other issues went away. If you've listened, you know that I experience pain. Not always. Sometimes in the moment, right? And that's the point that I brought the pain up for right now, is that I have shifted my focus. Instead of this long-term goal of feeling good in my body, the goal is to feel good in my body right now. Because, you know, I've had bouts in my life where the pain has been extreme, but I could put my bare feet on the beach and all of a sudden I can walk differently and I am more loose and less in pain. I'm a different person in the moment. There's a different story in the moment. When you're in the middle of your life, in the middle of your environment that you're used to, and you're having trouble and this, that, and the other, that's your story. And when I have plucked myself out of that and gone to the beach by myself and put my naked feet on the sand, boy, is the story different. I'm at the beach. Totally different. I'm alone in the moment at the beach. I'm not at home with the bills and the screams and the whatever else it is that's stressing you out. So, thoughts become things, right? Our thoughts become beliefs, if you think them enough. The beliefs, that's our belief system, and that's what our life is based on. And life will make you right based on what you believe. So, I'm shifting my belief to thinking, well, if I work hard enough every day and heal, then eventually I'll be healed. No. Different story. In this moment, I have the power to create whatever life I want next. Oop, it's already the next moment. See how that works? Okay, so the huge parallel that I was talking about when I read this book and I read about Ed. Now, I don't remember how old I was. I'm working on the timeline right now. I was about 12 myself when I injured my tailbone, my root chakra, my coccyx. And I decided, okay, Amanda, now here's another story that I've told that I'm going to change. And I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to change it. But the old story goes, I don't remember much. I don't really remember my childhood. I only remember bits and pieces of my childhood. Even though that seems accurate, I'm going to change the story. I don't know what it's going to be, but last night I decided to let me just, on the subject of this 12-year-old and the tailbone, let me dive into that memory and see what I've got. Because I realized a lot of the stories I tell are from other people's stories and pictures that I've seen. I don't really remember these things. What do I remember? Instead of focusing on that same old story that I tell, how about I shut up? And so I took a piece of scrap paper and I wrote down everything I could remember about hurting my tailbone. And it didn't even fill a page. And I'm talking scrap paper with no lines, large words, you know, like scribbling on a chalkboard kind of thing. Not single, double spaced, nothing like that. So I only had a few sentences. And I mean, I'll share them with you. It won't take that long. I lived with my mom. I was maybe 12. And the bedrooms were upstairs. The living space was downstairs. She was up. I was down. She went to bed very early. She would retire to her bedroom by 8 o'clock usually, and maybe sleeping by 9, certainly by 10. And it wasn't that late yet, but she was upstairs and she asked me to get something for her. We had a great relationship, but I always remember even at that age, just hearing her say my name made me go, right? So she called for me, and then she asked me to bring something up to her, the Neuve. So my, you know, witchy little self at that time, I got up frustrated and I got what she wanted and I marched. I marched up those hardwood stairs and I gave her what she wanted without saying anything. And then I did a swift turn around to march my little tuchus back downstairs, and my stocking feet slipped, fell, hit every stair, with my tailbone on the way down. Boom, 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 boom. I did not skip a beat. I held tightly to that story of being frustrated, that whatever, mom, that like, I guess I will, wherever I was at. I held on so tightly to my pride and ego and that story that I didn't skip a beat. It went boom, 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 get up, walk away. But as I got up and walked away, I had no choice but to let out a wail of pain. I immediately started sobbing. And my mom came downstairs. And that's all I remember. That's all I got. That's it. So I was like, okay. Well, I got that. What do I do with it? You know, what am I supposed, what's the work now? Like, what did that injury do for me? What was I dealing with that injury took me out of? You know, what did and you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to work so hard. I realized like, oh, really? Wow, that's all I have of that memory. That's all I got. Huh, interesting. And then I just kind of started thinking, oh, you know, I did have another injury, and I think it's because of I had a cyst on my tailbone, and other people told me, and I agree that it was probably from that initial injury how I, you know, developed the cyst later in life. And when I thought about that, I thought, oh, now I thought I lived in Westbrook when I had that operation on my cyst on my tailbone, but I remember my mom caring for my wounds in Old Orchard Beach. And so that got me thinking about my timeline. And, huh, I really don't know when I moved. Well, what you know, so anyway, it got me working on my timeline. So I'm not stressed about it, but slowly I am putting together a timeline of my life. And as I was doing this on my second scrap piece of paper, I was just writing things down like, okay, I lived here. Okay, I went to school here. I graduated here. Okay, and then this happened. And wait, this person died, that person died. I'm just kind of going through my timeline, just real choppy. And I realize that place in Old Orchard Beach where I fell down the stairs and hurt my tailbone. I've lived there twice. That was the first time I lived there. Then my mom and I moved to Westbrook. And we moved in with and helped take care of my grandparents. We ended up moving back. I believe it was after my grandfather died, but before my grandmother died, we moved back. We left Westbrook, came back to Old Orchard Beach, back to that same apartment. And as far as I know, where I'm at right now is I was healing from the surgery, from that second issue with my tailbone. So it was like I started my issue in Old Orchard Beach. I went to Westbrook. It became even a bigger issue. I had surgery, started to heal, and then moved back to Old Orchard Beach, I believe, in the healing process, and finished my healing from that surgery where I had initially injured my tailbone. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But then something hit me, something very plain and simple. Amanda, that's the last place you lived with your mom. Amanda, that's the only apartment you ever lived with, just you and your mom. I'm remembering now another place that I lived with her. She did end up, she married a guy for a minute, so he moved in for a minute, then we moved to a house for a minute, and then we were back to just us in apartments. But, so that's not the right story either. There was another place that I lived with my mom. It was in Old Orchard Beach. But there you go. Just the town itself. Maybe that's why it feels like home here. Maybe that's a big reason why I love it so much here. It was the only place and the last place that my mom and I made a home together. And I didn't know that until yesterday. Because all because I decided to just rip up the root. Not because I decided to do anything with it. Not because there's great mystery here to solve. I didn't necessarily uncover a lie. But I found some truth. And my story changes a little bit. And that means my whole life changes a little bit. Right? I'm a Harry Potter fan. I don't know it all, but I really especially like the younger, the earlier books and movies. And one of my favorites is the Mandrake Root, right? Such a cool idea. And that's what keeps coming up in my head as an image. Like, you don't have to do anything, Amanda. Just have the courage. Have the courage to rip up the roots. And have the courage to listen and to look. Let the mandrake scream. Try not to pass out. If you pass out, you'll come too. So if you're wondering about something, or if a root's tickling, or if it feels like it's time for a root canal, if something's rotted or affecting its environment, is the environment affecting it? How are we going to know? Change the environment, uproot, replant. Don't be afraid. Or be afraid. Rip the root anyway. Hold my hand. I'm right here for you. You can message me anytime. I receive messages now. So it's really cool to hear from a few of you. Please keep them coming. It's sacred. You can go to dancewithamanda.com. You can go to finsdonuts.com. It's the same place. It's just me. It'll just take you to my website. And thanks for being here with me. This podcast is changing my life. It's changing yours too. Whether you realize it or not. I love ya. See you tomorrow. Come on, Capper, give it to him.